Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, February 6, 2020, fight for your freedom. So President Trump did a victory lap today. I'll get to that in a moment. I do want to tell you that tomorrow night, Friday, I will be tweeting during the Democrat debate in Manchester, New Hampshire. Very crucial for Joe Biden. If Biden crashes and burns in New Hampshire, as the polls say he might, in the big trouble. And a lot of turbulence inside the party. So I'll be doing that on a Friday night. I can think of a few other things I'd rather do, and that goes for a Republican debate as well, but I'll do it for you guys. All right, Donald Trump invited a whole bunch of his supporters to the White House today to thank them for getting him through the impeachment process. It was a thank-a-thon. Thank-a-thon. And the irony of this is all the networks took it. They interrupted their program. They interrupted their sponsors. They interrupted everything. And there wasn't a lot of news. I picked out three sound bites I'm going to play you to analyze. But it was basically Donald Trump thanking people. And you can imagine in the hallways of Manhattan where these people are going, why did we do this? We're losing money. So the president gave you an overview at first of that he's been persecuted, in his opinion, since he announced his candidacy for president. What he says is true to some extent, but I do not believe Mr. Trump understands who is really driving the persecution. So he's laying it on his political opponents in the Democratic Party. Yes, they're deeply involved. But it is the national media, specifically the New York Times and Washington Post, that are driving this campaign to ruin Donald Trump. That's what they're doing. Democratic Party is bought into it. They're allied together. NBC News is part of that cabal. And I don't think Donald Trump realizes the extent of it. CNN part of it. So he concentrates on the political players. And the first soundbite that I selected tonight is about the overall sabotage that Mr. Trump believes was in place. Go.
It was a disgrace. Had I not fired James Comey, who was a disaster, by the way, it's possible I wouldn't even be standing here right now. We caught him in the act. Dirty cops, bad people. If this happened to President Obama, a lot of people would have been in jail for a long time already.
Now, that soundbite is important because it sends a signal that the Justice Department will indict James Comey. I think it'll be on the leaking. I can't be assured of that, but if I had to put money on it, in late spring, early summer, James Comey and his deputy at the FBI, McCabe, will be indicted. That's the signal that's sent. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
All right, Iowa, it's a mess. You all know that. I'm not going to get into the nuts and bolts of Iowa. I mean, I don't even care. All right? The whole primary there, the whole caucus there doesn't mean anything now, other than Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, who tied Bernie Sanders and they both got 11 delegates. Warren came in third, 5 delegates. Biden didn't get any. Biden got thumped. Biden admits it. They got hammered in Iowa. Not a surprise. You know, it's a very liberal voting block there in the caucus on the Democratic side. But Buttigieg now becomes a threat to Biden because Buttigieg is not perceived as being far left. He's not perceived as being a bomb thrower. He can cut into Biden. And the latest poll out of New Hampshire, remember the vote is next Tuesday, I'm all over it, from the Boston Globe, Sanders 25%, Buttigieg 19%. Big rise. Biden 12, Warren 11. Boy, if Biden clocks in at 12 next Tuesday, I'm still saying my prediction that Biden will be the guy. But, whew, boy, they have trouble. There is an Emerson poll. It's a college in Boston, taken on the same day the Globe did. They have Sanders 31, Biden 12. So it's 12 in both polls, the Boston Globe and Emerson. Well, Biden looks really like he is in trouble. I hear he's having trouble raising money. And money is everything, as you know, Mayor Mike is proving. On the national front, the economists do not trust that poll. They're the one out, the latest one out. They have, this is national now, Biden 24, Sanders 19, Warren 18, Buttigieg 9. Buttigieg coming up. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Okay, here's a final thought of the day. We are becoming a very cruel country. That's because of social media, Twitter, and all these anonymous postings that harm people. They're done by disturbed individuals, mostly. Rush Limbaugh, perfect example. People calling him all kinds of names. The man has stage 4 lung cancer. Can you just maybe pull that back? I mean, you don't like him, fine, but smearing him? That's really cruel. It really is cruel. And if you do it, you're a cruel person. Kobe Bryant wasn't even dead 3 hours, and the kooks are coming out with the beef against Bryant in Colorado a long time ago. Can't you just wait for him? You know, give his family a break? No, can't. Vicious, vicious, vicious. And we see it on cable news more and more and more. Okay? And it's not called by the moderators, by the anchors and hosts. They let it go. I never did. Now, I got accused of being mean, but I wasn't mean personally. Sometimes, like with Barney Frank, Geraldo, when he was defending the criminal illegal aliens, you know, off the Kate Steinle thing, it got a little heated. But I never said anything bad about Geraldo. I'm friends with him to this day. So there's a difference. Personal attacks are cruel. And if you do them, and they happen both on the left and the right, then you are a cruel person. And that's not where you want to be. And certainly, that's not an example you want to set for your kids and grandkids. Remember, I'll be tweeting during the Democratic debate on Friday, so you maybe don't have to watch it. All right, we'll see you soon.